It is 4:17, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we're continuing our theme week all about Rochester.
That's right.
And we can't do a theme week about Rochester without talking about the Red Wings.
The Rochester Red Wings.
Of course.
A staple here.
Of course. So founded in 1899. Wow. Did you know the Red Wings were that old?
No.
Yeah. The Rochester
Red Wings. Spanning three centuries.
Yes. They are the oldest continuously operating sports franchise in North America below the major league level.
Wow.
So the oldest, basically the oldest minor league team.
The team.
Franchise.
Baseball or any team?
In North America.
But baseball.
In North America, ever.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Since the widespread adoption of the minor league farm system in the 1920s, the Red Wings have been affiliated with four major league baseball clubs, which is an unusually stable series of relationships.
Well, we're like that. We're solid.
Do you know the ones that...
Do I?
Yeah.
Minnesota Twins, Sarah.
Okay. That's... Yep.
Baltimore Orioles, Sarah.
Yes.
And I'm out.
What is it now?
I don't know. Nationals.
It's the Nationals now.
Oh, the Nationals.
And the first team that they were affiliated with was the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Back in when? Not in 1899.
It was...
I didn't mean to stop you.
1920s, I think.
Okay.
So baseball in Rochester dates back to 1877 with the Rochesters of the International Association. And Rochester has had a franchise in the league, now known as the International League, as early as 1885. Only six franchises in the history of North American professional sports have been playing in the same city and same league continuously and uninterrupted since the 19th century.
Wow.
I won't make you guess what those are, but they're the Red Wings, the Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati Reds, Philadelphia Phillies, Pittsburgh Pirates, and the St. Louis Cardinals.
Look at that. What an elite group of teams we are.
The current franchise has been playing in Rochester since 1899 when the team was known as the Rochester Broncos and won the Eastern League Championship in its inaugural season.
The Broncos?
The Red Wings became the AAA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals in 1929. Aside from the affiliation, the Cardinals also owned the Wings and their stadium, which was then known as Red Wing Stadium, and that was located at 500 Norton Street the city.
Yeah.
The early years of the Cardinals and Red Wings saw the Red Wings very much a powerhouse, not unlike their parent club. In 1956, the St. Louis Cardinals announced they would no longer field a farm team in Rochester. So a group spearheaded by local businessman Maury Silver quickly attempted to raise funds to keep the team here in Rochester. Mm. The resulting stock drive, which gathered 8,222 stockholders, was nicknamed the 72-Day Miracle. In 1957,
What a great nickname.
Yeah, I know.
72-Day Miracle.
Yeah. In 1957, Rochester Community Baseball, Inc., with Silver the majority stockholder, purchased the Red Wings from the Cardinals, with Silver presenting the MLB team with a $500,000 check. I imagine it as one of those
big cardboard checks. Yeah, those are worth more anyway.
Right?
Yeah. Take those to the bank.
And then Red Wing Stadium was renamed Silver Stadium in his honor in August of 1968.
Oh, that long, 68.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rochester Community Baseball, Inc., composed of fans of the team as shareholders, continues to own and operate the club to this day, making the Red Wings one of two current American professional sports franchises that are publicly owned, and the other one is the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, so us and the Green Bay Packers, and that's it.
I knew the Green Bay Packers were. I guess I didn't realize we were.
I don't know that I realized that either, but
that's pretty cool.
Here we go. In 1959, the Red Wings were involved in one of minor league baseball's most infamous games. While playing in Havana, Cuba, the Red Wings' July 25th game against the Havana Sugar Kings was interrupted at midnight by gunfire and fireworks in celebration of the 26th of July movement. Rochester's Frank Verdi, standing in as third base coach, was grazed by a bullet, as was the Sugar Kings' shortstop. Neither player was seriously injured, but both the game and then the series were canceled.
I was going to say.
Not sure why they were playing at midnight. They're in Cuba, but there you go.
I don't know. Not to avoid gunfire, that's for sure.
There's another very infamous game that the Red Wings were involved in, along with the Pawtucket Red Sox.
Yeah.
They hold the record for the longest professional baseball game, which lasted a total of 33 innings and 8 hours, 25 minutes over the course of three different days.
Gee Louise.
The game was held at Pawtucket's McCoy Stadium beginning on April 18th, 1981. It was suspended just after 4 a.m. the next morning, and Rochester lost. After all of that, Rochester lost 3-2 when the game resumed on June 23rd, two days later, one of the players in that game was Cal Ripken Jr.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he started at third base and played all 33 innings and had 15 at-bats.
How do you do that?
Just exhausted after that? I don't know.
And that's a real long day.
That's a very long day.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Rochester Red Wings, did you, Sarah?
Well, we got
to
play Center Field by John Fogerty.
We do. It's such a baseball staple. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. John Fogerty, it's Center Field, 426. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the Red Wings as part of our Rochester theme week.
Yes. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, the Red Wings are the oldest continuously operating sports franchise in North America below the major league level.
The Red Wings are one of the two current American professional sports franchises that are publicly owned.
And the Red Wings played in the longest professional baseball game in 1981 that lasted 33 innings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And there were still people in the stands. It's four in the morning when the game was going
on. I think there was only like 10 people or something in the stands at that point, obviously.
Still.
But I feel like once you've gotten, you got to stick around.
Yeah.
Once you've stayed there that long, you got to just stay.
I know Dan Mason, Will Rumble over there, they wouldn't have gone home. They would have been standing there cheering on the team right until the very end. By the way, we are giving away Red Wings tickets on this radio station with Maggie's Impossible Question this week. Just ask Sue from Irondequoit. She was the winner today, scored a 4-pack of tickets to May 5th game. Sunday's game, Cinco de Mayo, 1:05 is the game time. Another chance for you to score tickets just like Sue and, Sue today. Tomorrow at noon here on Legends with her Impossible Question. Folks want to learn more about the Rochester Red Wings. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog.
Right.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all right there. She speaks the truth. You coming back tomorrow to teach us more about Rochester?
I sure am.
Super. We'll be right here waiting for you. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
If you're living with arthritis pain, we have some hope for you. It's stem wave treatments. This is brand new technology. It's state of the art. Knee pain. If you have arthritis in your knees, please, I want you to call our friend Dr. Gerlach over at Gerlach Chiropractic. Mention you're a Legends listener. Take advantage of the Legends special, the consultation, and the first stemwave treatment. It's yours for just $49.
Chronic pain doesn't have to be part of your daily life. Hi, this is Dr. Mike Gerlach from Gerlach Chiropractic. I'm excited to introduce a revolutionary, new, non-invasive treatment for arthritis and joint pain called StemWave. StemWave technology activates your body's natural healing process to decrease inflammation, improve range of motion,